Some Southeast officials say their communities are shortchanged in the governor's capital budget proposal, but they say it's just the first step in a long process that will get dollars to public works projects in the region. Costa Lesca's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Governor Sarah Palin's capital budget includes about $130 million for projects in Southeast Alaska. Some of the money covers community needs, such as harbor work in Ketchikan and water and sewer system improvements in Pelican. Other projects serve more of a statewide purpose. Those include repairing the Mount Edgecombe Boarding High School in Sitka and remodeling a youth detention center in Juneau. The projects make up about 7% of the statewide total, which is about $1.9 billion. Some lawmakers say that's not enough, especially for a region dependent on government spending.
That's the economic engine that keeps our cities afloat.
Republican Peggy Wilson represents Sitka, Petersburg, and her hometown of Wrangell in the House. The budget gives Sitka about $6.5 million, Wrangell $400,000, and Petersburg almost nothing.
I'm kind of used to that. Last time, I don't think there was hardly anything for District 2 in the budget. So we'll put more in, and we'll see where it goes.
A lot of the governor's budget is for transportation. The largest Southeast project is about $13 million for work on Ketchikan's North Tongass Highway. Juneau gets close to the same amount, but for several projects, including Glacier Highway, Egan Drive, and Thane Road work. And Cake gets about $10 million towards a road and ferry connection that could someday link it to Petersburg. Lawmakers say that's all needed, it's just not enough.
I think it is a first cut that is going to bear absolutely no relationship as to what the final cut will be.
Juneau Democrat Kim Elton serves on the Senate Finance Committee. He says the legislature will add numerous community projects before it adjourns in mid-April. And he says Southeast is in a good position to get its share.
The majority leader in the House is from Southeast. The co-chair of Senate Finance is from Southeast. The vice chair of House Finance is from Southeast. I do not expect that we will get into a position in which this region is going to be disadvantaged in the budget.
Many of the projects traditionally in the capital budget are still being discussed at the community level. Local leaders will submit them to lawmakers, who will also hear from nonprofit organizations, business associations, and other groups. The governor's office says the spending plan reflects state agency requests, not a system of community allocations. Budget Director Karen Rehfeld says it's a starting point for work with the public and the legislature, and the administration understands lawmakers will work to achieve more balance. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.